So we're going to go from common problems of ultimate concerns and how they may be related to psychological functioning. Okay. And so since we this is something I think needs a lot of work, actually, we've just kind of touched the surface here, I think, but you know, I think that's the kind of thing I'd like to see psychology really begin to study more. And so we had a DSM of ultimate concern problems and not just of the way it's presented. You'll get to some of the core issues in life and not the real superficial ones, like you look at the tests of categorizing people in the DSM-4. It's pretty superficial. Okay, the first one is they're fully developed. I sort of alluded to some of these as we've gone through. And one of the things that I think about when I think about the development of our ultimate concerns are about how they can help us and what they can do for us.